a lovely article here on cyclists. I bet noir, I detest them, but there, however. Backpedalling was required by the National Park Authority Deputy Chairman Edward Heron after he was accused of suggesting cyclists should be used as traffic calming measures on New Forest roads. Yes, I think that's absolutely right. An MPA meeting discussed controversial recreation management measures, heard there was growing pressure from the public to get cyclists off the roads and onto cycle paths. Hear, hear. In response, Mr. Heron said, if we remove vulnerable road users from the road, you encourage car drivers to go faster. They don't expect to see them there. But at the same time, we are worrying about animal casualties. I am not sure we could take off all vulnerable road users off the road. We are not going to fix everything in one go, but I welcome the process and hope we continue to engage with it. Fellow member Richard Tay, Law, replied, I cannot agree with using cycles as traffic calming measures. As a cyclist, it's not something I would want to be used for. Mr. Heron then clarified by saying, I hope Richard doesn't think I meant cyclists were traffic calming measures. I was referring to research that shows what makes roads safer for all road users. It isn't safe for drivers to assume that they have the sole use of roads. Nigel Matthews, the authority's head of recreation, management and learning, presented an interim report on the progress of the recreation management strategy devised by the local groups, including the Forestry Commission, Natural England, Hampshire County Council, New Forest District Council and the Verderers. In a survey undertaken in summer, the public was asked for their views on 25 draft proposals, actions, most of which received a high level of support. On average, 78% of the people agreed or strongly agreed with them. Based on feedback received last year, the measures range from developing an agreed forest-wide network of key visitor sites and core walking and cycling routes. Are you still with me, everyone? To the ways to protect against specific activities that impact on the area and increase the range of initiatives designed to help people to understand why it's so special. During the debate, Pat Wyeth said, more and more people are saying, why can't we get cycle lanes in to try and keep cyclists off the road for the motorists and themselves? We are getting better at cyclists coming from between Lyndhurst and Ashurst, but there are a certain amount of elements that insist on riding on the road. Mr. Matthews said, where the cyclists go is part of the conversation that we need to have. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there was a cycle route from Cadenham to Lydenham? There are quite a lot of places and it's difficult to get from A to B. All members voted in favour of a recommendation to note the progress being made on the strategy, which is hoped to be formalised with a specific plan showing how the proposed measures will be carried out next year.